Hello, and welcome to the Talent Acquisition Leaders Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Dull, and on this show, we interview today's industry leaders in talent acquisition to discuss challenges, best practices, and what the future holds. If you are working in talent acquisition and have always wanted to sit down with your peers at other companies to exchange ideas and learn, well, this show is the next best thing. Join us each week as we bring you a new expert interview and extract their expertise. This episode is brought to you by SageMark HR. Transform your recruiting practices with leading-edge technology. Selecting the right recruiting solutions to enable your strategy is one of the biggest challenges leaders face today. You know technology will help, but searching all the options to find what will work best for your specific needs can be overwhelming and time-consuming. At SageMark HR, we make selecting the right recruiting technology easy. Our proven process has helped companies such as 3M, Comcast, Stryker, Walgreens, and many more. Reach out to us at SageMark HR for a free consultation to learn how we can help you improve results with less stress and confidently change from reacting to leading. Today, we have a great discussion with Sean Berry, Senior Director of Talent Acquisition at Walgreens. Sean is a friend of mine and I've known him for a long time and really appreciate all the discussions that we have. And I hope you enjoy it. So, Sean, welcome. Thanks for joining me. Please take a moment and kind of introduce yourself, give a little bit of a background.
Sure. Ryan, thanks for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity. So I, as you mentioned, I'm the Senior Director of Talent Acquisition at Walgreens. That means I am the TA leader across the organization. In my capacity, it means that my team focuses on all positions below vice president level across the organization. So in 2020, that meant the filling of about 135,000 jobs across our corporate, call center, distribution center, and field networks.
That is pretty significant volume. So I applaud you. I'm sure that is not easy. So thank you very much. Let's start a little bit with background. It's always interesting talking to TA leaders about kind of where how they started, how they got into TA. So dive into your background a little bit and tell us kind of where you started and how you got into talent acquisition.
Yeah, sure. So like most of us, I did not get an advanced degree in recruiting. So I was a psychology major with every intention of becoming a psychologist, quite honestly. And much to my parents' chagrin, right around end of first semester senior year, decided that I wasn't really looking forward to graduate school, not immediately after, and that I really wanted to try and see if I could spend some time in corporate America. And so I found myself trying to figure out how psychology would translate into the workforce as easily and as impressively as possible. I ended up taking a job right out of school in sales while I continued looking for something that I thought was a little bit more directly aligned. Little did I know how much sales would end up playing a role, right, in my career going forward. But I continued to search until and apply for different jobs until I found something in HR and then began my career as a generalist who then moved very quickly into sort of a tangent move into college recruitment, and Recruiter in Me was born.
That's great. Thank you. Tell me a little bit about what organizations you were a part of prior to joining Walgreens, because I know you've worked for a few different organizations in recruiting in the past.
Yeah, quite a few, actually. So I started my career, as I mentioned, in sales really briefly for about a year in retail sales with AT&T and telecom. And then ended up moving over to financial services, where I spent, 20 plus years, the next 20 plus years of my career. I started by working at what was then called Household International, which was the parent company of Household Finance. People may remember Household ended up actually becoming a couple of different things and ultimately moved to become HSBC and then Capital One. So after I left Household, I spent some time at a couple of other larger companies as well. I've worked at Discover Financial. I've worked with GE Capital. I also spent a significant amount of time, about 8.5 years, going off on my own. I actually took a break from corporate America and decided to try third-party recruiting. And like most third-party recruiters that have any sort of level of success, you know, I pretty quickly started asking myself why I was giving away part of my fees that I was earning to a firm when I could just be doing this on my own. So I then actually ended up starting my own third-party search firm and did that for about 8.5 years.
Great. Thank you very much. Love the entrepreneurial stories. Good for you. And then now let's kind of bring it back to Walgreens. So now you're at Walgreens, you're responsible for delivery that you talked about earlier. Let's dive into that a little bit more. Can you talk a little bit about kind of where Walgreens was when you joined and then kind of a little around the journey that you've been on thus far?
Yeah, absolutely. At the time I joined Walgreens, I walked into was an organization with an extraordinary customer brand that was still sort of trying to find who it wanted to be on a recruiting and an employment brand side of things. Honestly, the talent acquisition team was decentralized in some instances where there was a separate, the field recruiting team, for instance, reported locally to local HR generalists. And the corporate team largely consisted of contract recruiters. There were over 40 contractors at the time that I joined the organization. Those 40 contractors joined up with about 20 in-house recruiters, and then there was this decentralized group across the country. So, you know, really my charge when I came in was the org was looking for somebody who was going to be able to put together what we thought would be the right org design and structure that would allow us to flex up and down as the organization did, but also provide a more consistent experience for all of the candidates, for the hiring managers, and really start to try and develop a consistent centralized brand from an employee experience. So we made a lot of those changes to try and accomplish that.
Yeah, that's great. How about, you know, what are some of the best accomplishments or the greatest accomplishments you and the team have had thus far?
Yeah, one of those is actually just in the area I just mentioned. I'm really pleased with the design we put together. And the reason I say that is we really have a nice hybrid, I think, of an internal team, an RPO partnership, and a shared service. And all of that is really dependent upon trying to supplement all of those areas with the right technology. And that's a never-ending conversation, as you well know, and something we continue to explore as an org. But I think we came up with the right combination, the right hybrid of making sure that we had those couple of different parts of the business combined. We also did centralize all of the field support that had been reporting locally into my team, which I think has made a huge impact on ensuring a certain level of service and a certain focus across the org. I guess really specifically, a couple of the things that I am really super proud of this team for having accomplished sort of came as a result of that new build, where just in this past year during the pandemic, you know, we've been able to do some things like we created an entirely new expedited process to bring people into our stores at a time when, as you can imagine, there was borderline hoarding taking place right after the pandemic started at Walgreens stores. And we needed to figure out a way to hire about 15,000 people in a month. And traditional methods of having candidates go through that process just weren't going to get it done. But we were able to make some very considerable changes, reshape the process, reshape the pre-employment effort so that we created a situation where candidates were able to apply in the morning and literally work their very first shift later that same day, which was something that before then had been absolutely unheard of in Walgreens. And that was thrilling to be a part of.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I love hearing stories about that and loved talking with you through that process to be able to create that level of kind of efficiency and experience from a candidate perspective where they're not kind of at the mercy of inefficiency within the process and all those things and hurry up and wait type of things. And so I'm sure all your employees and candidates and really, really appreciated that innovation. So kudos to you there. Let's talk a little bit more now about current state. So as you look at this year in 2021, talk to me a little bit about some of the key initiatives that you're having.
Yeah, for us, you know, not surprisingly, I think, you know, one of the great, wonderful, wonderful byproducts of what has been, you know, was such a troubling year for everyone is the increased focus on DE&I that organizations have seen, you know, around the world. And certainly Walgreens is no exception. I'm really proud of the fact that the organization put some real sweeping changes into place. From a TA standpoint, what that has included is the creation of a diverse slate process that has us ensuring that we have females and people of color in every interview process that we have. And we've also put into play some diverse interview team requirements to not only make sure that the candidates are diverse in representation, but that the folks that we have engaged from our Walgreens standpoint are as well. And so that we feel like we're getting diversity of assessment, diversity of engagement, and really, I think, trying to put our best, most diverse foot forward, quite honestly. That's been really significant. The other thing is just the immense amount of change that we're dealing with, and not that every organization isn't dealing with change during this pandemic, but in addition to the changes taking place in the market, we're talking at a time when the organization itself has seen a change at our global CEO, our global CHRO, our local Walgreens president, our local Walgreens CHRO levels, all in the span of about 100 days. And so just really trying to balance the changes in our leadership and the undoubted changes that new leadership will take our company, you know, different paths that they'll lead us down, while balancing that with all the changes taking place in the market.
Great. Yeah, that's a lot of change going on. So I'm sure that's no small task there from a change management perspective. So talk about biggest challenges that you think that you're facing this year from a TA perspective.
You know, I think the change that I mentioned, certainly what it makes, adds a level of complexity to almost everything that we're talking about doing. And the number one thing that we need to do is, as an organization, is create this. You know, I talked about being able to create an org design that works for Walgreens. Now we're at a point where we're trying to broaden that org design so that it is across what is this larger WBA organization globally that exists. And so, you know, the challenge will be, how do we put the right org design in place and do it in a way that I think allows us to provide as close to uniform experience and process around the globe as we possibly can. And honestly, the only way I can see that getting accomplished is through the implementation of some new technology, some enhanced technology, and like most organizations, putting through support for that level of technology is going to be an ongoing discussion and negotiation, I think, for the rest of the year.
Great. So how about as you look out now into the future, so vision for TA in the future, you've talked about some org changes, some technology implementation, some delivery model changes, the kind of the partnerships you have, and now looking on a global scale. What's your vision for the future? Like how will Walgreens deliver talent acquisition services differently in the future, would you say?
Yeah, I'm hoping that what we're going to do is continue to become more candidate empathetic, I guess I would say. And specifically what I mean is, I would love to know that we're going to continue to figure out what is it that candidates want, and that we anticipate or understand those needs enough to start providing those things before we're begged to provide them, you know, allowing people to work where the talent exists rather than begging the talent to come to us, putting together ways to engage with our organization that are more convenient and that fit into the normal lives of our candidates, rather, again, than asking them to have to do something altogether different and singular to try and engage with us. It'll be a challenge between balancing an understanding of our workforce planning needs as a company and trying to address and solve for those through the lens of what is realistic from the market standpoint. What is the market demanding, and how do we achieve our needs through the market demands?
It's a really interesting vision, and I share that, and are working, you know, we're working with several clients that are trying to kind of evolve and transform the traditional recruiting practices that were much more organization driven than candidate driven, right? And the experience was all around what operational elements or what process elements support our organizational needs versus how do we design this and their technologies and the experience to really maximize the candidate needs and have them kind of drive that at their pace and sequencing as they see fit. And, you know, it's crazy. You know, it would have been crazy to think 10 years ago that you would have been able to put a practice in place to say, hey, look, I've got technology enabled processes where we can get everything we need from these candidates. They can drive this and be, you know, from application to hire in a day kind of thing. Like that's pretty amazing. And I think it's really going to be great for the candidate who's the ultimate consumer of your practices. So I think that's awesome. Thank you. Before we move on, is there a particular best practice maybe that you haven't talked about that you'd like to share with others, that other people are maybe earlier on in their journey and you say, oh, this was really a best practice for us?
You know, I think it has to still revolve around this concept of empathy. I would love to tell everyone that this was part of a grand plan. But I think the fact that I found myself able to work both in third party and corporate for an extended period of time each was absolutely invaluable. And I guess, you know, part of what I'm trying to do in the ongoing building of a team is make sure that people understand as many different parts of the talent acquisition process as they can. And I don't necessarily believe any one background is better than another, but the experiences that you get in a corporate setting are so very different than when you work for a search firm, are so different than when you work for a technology provider. And I think that anyone who has an opportunity to spend time in all of those areas, high volume, executive, I think that the key is to try and continue to provide exposure to everyone in TA to as many of those areas as possible, because we need to just continue to build as many, I think, strong, you know, general, you know, good athletes, I guess, if you will, in TA as possible.
Great. Now let's shift gears into the future. So I'm going to ask you to be a little bit of a futurist here. So we've talked about it a little bit on your vision for Walgreens. How about for the talent acquisition as a function? Like, what do you see as some of the biggest either challenges or opportunities for talent acquisition in the future? Where do you see it going?
Yeah, I think this is where I started to allude to it a little bit earlier. We've got to be better at anticipating market needs, and we need to start showing up. All organizations that are looking for talent need to figure out how to show up in places that the talent is regularly going to before the talent even realizes they're there. Like, it's, you know, time spent researching and understanding candidate behaviors so that you as a talent acquisition organization can be a member of a community before you need to be, I think is going to be really critical. You know, it's we've got to do a better job of anticipating those things so that it's easier for us to have interaction with candidates on their terms. I think, to me, the conversations around, is it a candidate market or is it, you know, a company-driven market are gone. It's a candidate-driven market now and forever. It just is. And it will never be a bad market for great talent ever. And I think that's something that organizations and TA professionals need to understand. And so we have to just continue to evolve and figure out, where do we go to meet this talent before they're dragging us there?
Great. Thank you. No, I think that's very astute. I appreciate that for sure. That's really well said. So last question, if you could go back in time to your younger self, or if you could just give any advice to somebody that may be younger in talent acquisition, what would it be?
You know, it would be learn as much as you can about technology. I mean, it's the future of everything is tech-based, right? And it, and that's only going to continue to evolve. Historically, I think there has been a understandable belief that at the end of the day, talent acquisition is a people business. And I don't disagree, but I think that the way that you interact, the way you communicate, the way you engage with people has evolved tremendously, and it's only going to continue to. And I think, you know, I to do it all over again, I'd have spent more time in the market trying to learn about my competition, trying to learn about what different technology organizations were doing to try and engage in different ways beyond face-to-face interviews or telephone calls or those sorts of things. And I think that's only going to become more and more true. I would encourage that people just figure out, spend time thinking about what is the next way that human beings are going to want to engage and learn how to be good at that.
Thanks. I think that's wise advice. I mean, the way technology interacts with our daily lives, whether we're a candidate or a shopper or just about everything, is constantly evolving. And it is really important to stay on top of that and to understand it and to be able to leverage it in order to get maximum return on investment from the organization side and from a candidate or individual perspective to leverage the technology to get maximum value for you personally. I think that's a great way to put it, and appreciate it. Well, great job, Sean. Thank you so much. I can't thank you enough for agreeing to participate in this endeavor that I'm going down, this road I'm going down, and really appreciate you. Thank you.
Well, thank you for the time. I think it's a great idea. I'm excited you're doing this. And frankly, I can't wait to hear the other folks that you have on the show.
All right, great. Thank you, Sean.
Thanks, Ryan.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Talent Acquisition Leaders Podcast. If something we said today resonated with you, please subscribe, rate, and download our podcast and share the episode with your network. Ready to transform your recruiting practices with leading-edge technology just like our other clients at 3M, Comcast, Stryker, and Walgreens? Then reach out at sagemarkhr.com for a free consultation.